Okay, Colonel Geisendorf, is that correct?
That is correct. Who are you?
All right. My name is Daniel Elizondo with the Sales BB.
Oh, okay. Howdy.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Listen, first of all, I just want to say, just personally, I want to thank y'all for what you guys are doing and really appreciate what you do for the country.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, listen, I was contacted by you guys to maybe do a little interview.
Mm-hmm.
They sent me some information already about you, some of your education history and stuff that you've gone through already. And I understand this was your fifth tour, is that correct?
Well, I've not my fifth tour, my third tour in OIF, OEF, fifth deployment. I did a couple of deployments in the early 90s in the Western Pacific, and then
okay.
I've done several other shorter trips that I wouldn't really call deployments down in Central and South America, so
okay.
There's always something going on somewhere.
Right, right. And you are actually based out of North Carolina?
Yeah, Cherry Point, North Carolina.
Okay. Is that where you're at right now?
Yes.
Okay. And you just returned from Afghanistan?
Yeah. Well, not just returned, but March of this past March, I came back from Afghanistan. I was over there for about 10 months.
10 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And... And I know you're a colonel, so you pretty much are in charge of a lot of things that are going on. Is that correct?
I'm the second MOD G4. I'm the senior logistics officer for the second Marine Aircraft Wing in Cherry Point, North Carolina.
Okay.
All the ground support equipment, Marine Aircraft Wing. It's an aviation unit, but all the ground support equipment, all the you know, the trucks and the generators and all that stuff that that we use to keep the MAW going. That's the
okay.
kind of stuff that I'm concerned with.
Okay. Okay. So are you on land or are you on a ship?
On land. We're
you're on land?
Yep, we're on land right now.
Okay. Now, have you been on an aircraft carrier? Have you had to have done
not
that?
Not on an aircraft carrier, but I've been. I was deployed in the Western Pacific. I was deployed on amphibious ship on the Navy amphibious shipping.
Okay. Okay.
And that's the ones that you hear about the Marine Expeditionary Units, the MEUs.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was deployed with whenever I was in in the early 90s.
Okay. Okay. Now tell me a little bit about with Afghanistan. I know there's a lot of you hear a lot of different stories and stuff. And how
mm-hmm.
was that experience for you?
For me personally, it was a very eye-opening experience. Because it was my first deployment with a Marine Aircraft Wing.
Uh-huh.
It was the first time I'd been with the wing, and it was a large learning curve on everything, because the wing does things differently than what the division or the Marine Logistics Group does. So it was a very rewarding deployment for me, getting to do that, getting to do some stuff that I hadn't done before, and working with some great people over there.
Okay. So you're really not you're not anywhere near where there's a lot of combat going on. Is that correct?
Right now, no.
Okay.
When we were in Afghanistan, we were. We were at Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. Is where we were.
Camp Leatherneck.
Leatherneck. L-E-A-T-H-E-R. Neck.
Okay.
Leatherneck.
Okay.
They were in the news the other day.
Okay. And as far as being there in Afghanistan, and did you feel at any time, or I'm sure you did most of the time, that it was hard to sleep, or you know, things of that nature? Did you feel any of that, or was it just, you know?
Well, you go through different cycles. When you first get there, it's hard to get your body acclimatized to the new time zone, the new noises, the new battle rhythm of the meetings and all of that stuff. It takes you a couple of weeks to get over that hump. Falling asleep during the day instead of at night, and you have to break yourself. You know, it's just like it's jet lag, is
right.
What it is. And then invariably there's different things going on base that you got to stay up for, you got to wake up for, and take care of, and so on. So that's I wouldn't say I had trouble sleeping. It's just that sometimes you get more sleep than you do than others.
Yeah. What was the most rewarding thing about this deployment to Afghanistan? Was there anything rewarding that you got out of it?
It was the Marines that I got to work with. The tremendous caliber, if you will, of the young Marines that that I was working with, and then the senior leaders that I was working for, really impressive individuals. That and it was a good opportunity to be able to be a part of that.
Now you graduated from Lamar University in 1990.
Yes.
Team, you've got a very good education here. What made you get into the military?
I wanted to serve. I originally intended the Marine Corps as a building block for later, for other endeavors, for give me experience and so on, and then. After I joined, I found out how much I liked it and stayed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still having a good time in the Marine Corps, so I'll hang around for a little longer. And I just got promoted in the 1st of September, promoted to colonel. So it's like I'll have the opportunity to stay around.
Well, good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And that was going to my next question. You're gonna stay with this as long as you can. Is that what you want it to be?
Yeah, as long as I can. Like I said, right now I don't have any. I've thought about retirement, but don't have anything concrete yet. I've always thought about doing maybe 26 years and then retiring, but there's nothing really concrete about that.
Yeah. And how long have you been in the military?
Let me see, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, 22 and a half years now.
Wow.
And graduated from Silsbee High School in 1986.
Okay. And then from there went straight to Lamar.
Mhm. Yeah, okay. worked construction while I was going to Lamar.
Now your mother still lives here in Tilby?
Yes, Jesse Graves.
Okay. When was the last time you came to Silsbee?
When was the last time I came to Silsbee? I think it was might have been May, I think it was. Just this past May, right after I got back from not too long after I got back from Afghanistan.
Okay.
And then I was just came to visit my mom, and then in November of 2011, I had to come back from Afghanistan. To, my father died in November,
oh, wow.
And I had to come back and bury him. So I still had some things to take care of in Silsby with his estate.
Okay.
So
sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
My
father's name was Donald Geisendorf.
Donald. Okay. What do you miss? Do you miss Silsby? Do you think about it at all? I know you're so busy right now. And you got
I miss it sometimes, but, you know, there's just a lot going on. I really don't have time to really miss anything. You know, miss being back in, when I'm deployed, I miss being back in the States, just back in the States, period.
Right.
But and then again, you really don't have a lot of time to miss stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot when you have a lot going on.
And you have a family right now?
Yes, my wife Kim, and our little dog Dora.
Dora the dog.
Mm-hmm. Dora the Yorkie. She's
a Yorkie.
Yeah.
And that'll keep you busy enough as it is.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, now you went to Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2003.
Yeah, that's when we kicked it off in January of 2003. I think it was January 2003 whenever I went over there.
Okay.
That was just before crossing into the a month or so before crossing into the into Iraq from Kuwait.
Okay. Yes. How did that compare? How did Iraq compare to Afghanistan?
How did Iraq compare to Afghanistan? Afghanistan was a lot colder when it turned cold.
Uh-huh.
Both while I was the area that I was in Afghanistan and Iraq both were both desert, so they were both very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, when we went to Iraq in 2003, we didn't have nearly the IED, improvised explosive device, threat
mm-hmm.
that we had in subsequent years in Iraq and then obviously in Afghanistan also.
Right. Okay.
So.
How do you guys do you do a lot of traveling on the roads there when you're in Afghanistan? Did y'all do a lot of traveling on roads?
The unit that I was with, we had a couple of squadrons that did traveling on the road because
okay.
that's how they normally did. But our unit, the 2nd Marine Aircraft Wing, predominantly flew. Because we had
okay.
aircraft that we, provided support to the division, and that's how we got around the battlefield was mostly via aircraft.
Via aircraft. What kind
yeah.
of aircraft? What
helicopters, V-22s, C-130s. We had some, basically all the. All the aircraft in the Marine Corps inventory, or a lot of the aircraft in the Marine Corps inventory.
Okay. Okay.
The Hueys.
Mm-hmm.
Hueys and stuff like that.
Okay.
And the 53s are the big heavy hauler helicopters, and then the V-22s. Those are the tilt rotor.
Yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Okay. And I'm originally from the San Antonio area, and I know with it used to be Kelly Air Force Base there.
Oh, okay.
They work with the C-5s, I think, is what they work
mm-hmm.
with. Did y'all I'm assuming y'all traveled on those, or y'all just traveled on C-130s most of the time?
Well, the C-5s come in. They came into the airfield there at Camp Bastion. Bastion and Leatherneck are across the street from one another, basically. And
okay.
The airfield portion is Bastion, and they flew C-5s into there, and those are used for primarily delivering cargo and stuff like that, heavy stuff, because they're a really big airplane.
Right.
You've seen C-5s before, so it's a really big airplane.
Yeah, driving around. You're driving next to the runway there at Kelly, and that it looks like you're driving faster than the plane when it's
right.
landing. It
yeah.
looks like it's going about 10 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. you got to have a really big runway and all that stuff. So we didn't, other than like coming to and from the States or something like that, we didn't travel on C-5s that much.
Okay. Well, very good, Colonel. Like I said, I appreciate everything that you guys are doing. And do you expect at some point in time that you may have to go back there?
To be honest with you, I don't know. My mom asked me the same thing every time I talk to her. I talk to my mom, a couple times a week, seems like, at least once a week, sometimes twice a week. And just about every time I talk to her, she asked me the same question. And don't know if, right now I'm not scheduled to go anywhere. But
okay.
that can always change.
Right. And being that you got promoted to colonel, what about in the States? Would you be able to stay there in North Carolina for a long period of time, or is that
right now? It looks like I'm going to be here in North Carolina for the next couple of years, probably.
Okay.
And then we'll see what else the Marine Corps has for me after that.
Okay. Very good. Okay, Colonel. Well, I appreciate you talking to me.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.